Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's get right into it, because last night we had a game that, you know, we figured it went about the way we thought it would. San Francisco wins 30-12 over the New York Giants. And there's a, you know, I think everybody pretty much understood that in the NFC, the three top contenders that were entering the league, entering the season, were Dallas, San Francisco, and Philadelphia in no particular order. And now we've seen two of the top teams play the New York Giants. And I know you don't just go head to head. Oh, they beat them by more points. That means they're better. No. But it's something to talk about, because the Dallas Cowboys have been off to a rousing start. And San Francisco's 3-0, scored 30 points each game, beat the Rams, who actually look like they're pretty decent, stomped the Steelers, and just stomped the Giants 30-12. So my pick to go to the Super Bowl and actually win it this year was Philadelphia. I feel good about that. I think they'll continue to improve over the season. I would say that Dallas and San Francisco have been the two most impressive teams thus far. So of these two, which one do you like better? Not which one's been playing better over the last, you know, the start of the season, because it's hard to say not Dallas. But which one do you think is the better team, and would you kind of put your money on if you had to pick one of them to get out of the NFC?
Well, if I had to pick one now, it would have to be the San Francisco 49ers. Number one, as crazy as it may seem, you start with the head of the snake, and I trust Brock Purdy more than I trust Dak Prescott.
We were on First Things First today, and I said the same thing. I said, because the thing about Purdy, now look, in a vacuum, does Dak probably, you know, would people probably take Dak? Yeah, maybe. But for these two teams, they just don't need to make mistakes, right? The
right.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
And Purdy does not make mistakes.
No,
and Dak obviously does.
Like, he's proven that. Although Brock Purdy's sample size is smaller, he's shown, number one, he can make the throws.
Right.
Number two, he doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't make mistakes. If it's not there, he'll get rid of it in a place where it's not in harm's way. But one of the biggest things is when you look at the construction of the team, yes, they both can get after the passer. Micah Parsons is I mean, as an offensive lineman, I wouldn't want to block him all game. I just wouldn't. All right. He has too much. Too fast. And I can say the same thing for Bosa. Like, look, right. They're formidable. Their front seven, both teams are formidable. Now, losing T. Diggs, that is huge for Dallas moving forward, because now, creatively, you can't do some of the things that you would normally do when you have your all-pro, all-world ball hawk cornerback. He already has two picks this year already, and it's been two games.
Yep.
So that's a huge blow. And if you're looking at this these teams prior to the injury in practice yesterday, if you were looking at these teams saying, okay, they're comparable, right? That would automatically thrust San Francisco ahead of the Cowboys if you're just looking at things as unbiased as you possibly can.
Right. No, I think that's a good point. Like, I would have gone in to the week saying that I thought the defenses were pretty, I mean, right there with each other. And Micah Parsons, as much as I like Nick Bosa, I was thinking Micah Parsons is the best defensive player in the league. So I would take him. But now that Diggs is out, I mean, whether you want to give San Francisco the slight edge or say it's a wash, you could say that with the defense. Quarterbacks, like you said, you could trust Brock Purdy. He's shown us he doesn't make the mistakes. But even if somebody wants to say that's a wash, but San Francisco, without question, Ephraim, has the better skilled position players. That's the thing. Like, people want to jump on Brock Purdy and say, oh, he doesn't do that much. He's just throwing shorter passes, screen passes, and all that stuff. He's doing what he's supposed to do. If I'm a point guard and I've got three 20-point scores on the club, I don't need to be trying to score 20.
No.
I should be dishing the rock, right?
And like, guarding somebody.
Yes, that's it. What he's doing, he gets the ball to the playmakers. Debo Samuel, they didn't even have Brandon Ayuk last night, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, and they do their thing, and he doesn't turn the ball over. So I'm with you. I mean, obviously Dallas is going to be right there, but of the two, I do like San Francisco better. And I think Dallas will be interesting because do you think that you without Trayvon Diggs, I think they're still going to have a top defense. But do you feel like now we've always been saying, look, Dak, you don't have to do too much, right? Y'all going to have a great defense.
He's never
run
listened,
the ball.
But yes.
Right. Great defense, run the ball, and you be the game manager and occasionally make a big play. And now with Diggs out, the defense, you know, you would think takes a slight step back. Does that put more pressure on the offense to be better? And could that lead to Dak trying to do too much?
Well, you're going to have to pick up the slack somewhere, right? So when you lose a player of that caliber, you're going to have to pick up the slack somewhere. Is that they blitz more now because – you know, they really want to get the ball out of the quarterback's hand? Is it that they shift the defense? And look, whoever is coming in as a backup, he's a professional athlete. That's his job. This is a great opportunity for him to make a name for himself because he's going to get all the passes.
They're going to pick on him.
we're going to find out really fast if you can play or not. And so that's an opportunity for someone. In a loss, there's always an opportunity. But – yeah, they may have to score more points. They may have to we still don't know based on the opponents that the Cowboys have played. We still don't know what type of team they're going to be. Now, the defense can win you a lot of games, but at a certain point, you're going to have to go down the field, you're going to have to duke it out, and do you trust Dak Prescott not to put the ball in harm's way in those type of situations? It's very easy to play quarterback with a lead. Very easy. They don't pay you $40 million a year to play with a lead.
He didn't play particularly well. I mean, they didn't need him, but in the opening game against the Giants.
And then you look at the divisions. You know, who has an easier roadmap in terms of their division? Now, what we didn't realize is that Washington was going to be as formidable as they are. And then, of course, you have the Philadelphia Eagles. So who has an easier path just to win the division, the 49ers?
No doubt.
Are the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep. No doubt the Niners. No doubt. That's a good point because, you know, it could come down to home field advantage.
And probably the way these top teams and this is the thing that I love about the NFL. This is the thing I love about coming out of training camp and preseason, because we all of us are prognosticators. That's what we do. That's our job, right? So you start, who's your Super Bowl pick? Who's going to make the playoffs? Who's not going to make the playoffs? Now, it's still a small sample size because it's only been two games. I like to start grading teams after the first quarter of the season. Give me four real games to see what type of team a team is.
Okay.
But just looking at it now, the great AFC and those great quarterbacks are struggling a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at the top teams that we all of us collectively have said, oh, these will be the top teams. Now, there's still time to right the ship, but some of those 0-2 teams,
well, look,
and 1-1 teams.
Cincinnati is obviously.
Yeah, hey, man.
We'll get to that. But, yeah, you're right. Look, last year didn't play out the way we expected in terms of, we thought the AFC West, I heard people saying it might be the best division ever. And I thought that might be possible.
There was
too.
No argument. You couldn't argue against it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Obviously, the biggest story in college football.
Well, Alabama's woes,
right?
The quarterback.
That would have been in a normal year, right? This might be the biggest story in sports, to be honest. But Colorado, Deion Sanders, what he's done there. They're 3-0, and I feel like people are viewing this weekend's game. They're ranked 19th, Colorado. They play 10th ranked Oregon in Eugene, Oregon on Saturday. And I feel like people are looking at this as like their first test. You know, people are belittling TCU now. And I don't know if that's fair or not. TCU was ranked 19th. They had been to the championship game a year ago, so people gave them a lot of props, even though they had lost a lot of players. And Colorado beat them pretty good. And then won their next two games. Now, TCU has gone on to win their next two games. So maybe they are a legitimate top 25 team. But people seem to be belittling that now and saying, okay, let's see what Colorado does against Oregon. And look, I respect Oregon. They are legitimate. It's become a top program. But Ephraim Salaam, I'm picking the Buffaloes. I'm picking the Buffaloes. I'm going to tell you why. Oregon, yeah, they destroyed Hawaii and I think put up 81 points against Portland State. All right. They played Texas Tech, which is a legitimate Power 5 conference team, and struggled. Was down. They were down with less than 2 minutes left. Got the game-winning field goal and then picked off a pass as Texas Tech was trying desperately to, you know, get the win and scored. So they didn't look great in their only remote test this year. I get it. People are going to say that about Colorado against Colorado State. That's fair. I think Colorado's players, I don't think they took Colorado State lightly because they, you know, they didn't after all the yapping that was going on. But Ephraim, I think they thought they were just going to walk out there and destroy them. And next thing you know, they find out, man, these boys came to play. We in a game. And they had to squeak it out. But I think that I'm going out on a limb because Colorado's 21-point underdogs. But I think they can get this win, Ephraim. And obviously, I hope they do just for the story. But yeah, I like Deion Sanders. But for the story, I mean, this has been exciting. This has been fun. And that would really set up a great game with USC Saturday. So do you think I'm tripping by saying Colorado is going to win this game?
So when you look at things like this, the Ephraim in me, right?
As opposed to the objective
analyst.
Okay.
The Ephraim in me wants to suit up and go and play for Deion right now. On the offensive line.
Well, you need to help him recruit some offensive line. Trust me,
he's recruiting right now without even calling anybody. Everything he's doing is recruiting, and that's the power of Deion Sanders. That's why I believe he's changed the landscape of college football for the first time in 20 years. Mm. The Ephraim and me is 100% with you. Let's ride out. The more Deion wins, the more we win.
Yes, right.
Right? And I say we because I'm talking about the culture. I'm talking about athletes. I'm talking about it all.
Right.
Right? Because I consider myself a confident black man. You consider yourself a confident black man.
Yes.
Although sometimes you look a little Puerto Rican. I
can pass for a lot of different things.
I've been mistaken
for a lot, man.
You know, so. But when you walk in life like that, that scares people.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. You mean no harm. I'm living in my light.
Right.
And a lot of times when you live in your light, that blinds people to who you are. Case in point, I'm going to tell you a little story. I got a good friend of mine, really good friend. And he texts me like, oh, my God, Deion Sanders is trash. So I'm like, what?
Wow.
I said, what? He was like, he's all hype. I said,
was this before the season?
This was during the Colorado State game.
Okay. So it looked like they might lose.
He's all hype, no substance. I said, maybe we're not looking at the same Deion Sanders, but okay. why would you say that? Because he is. Right? I mean, it's all talk. Look at me. And I was like, well, I don't get that from what he's doing.
Right.
You know, from what I understand, he took over one of the worst programs, undoubtedly the worst program in any Power 5 conference, but one of the worst programs in all of Division I college football. He had tremendous turnover in the tune of 53 new transfer players, three holdover starters from last year. He's ranked in the top 25 in the nation and is about to be 3-0. So to me, I don't understand. When you say hype, what do you mean? So then a couple days later, we had...
So he never gave a reason.
Well, we had breakfast, and I was like, okay, so why don't you like Deion Sanders? Oh, I've never liked Deion Sanders. He's all hype. I said, he's not that. He said he's not good. I said, not good at what? And he was just like, you know, even as a player, you know, he was all hype. And I said, do you know that Deion Sanders is considered the greatest cornerback to ever play in the National Football League? No. I said, well, who is? Dale Green. I said, ask Dale Green who the best cornerback is. Ask him who the best cornerback is. He probably will say Deion Sanders. I said, Deion Sanders changed defenses. I said, remember they used to huddle and Deion used to be standing over there? Cornerbacks didn't used to flip sides.
Right.
Cornerbacks didn't used to flip sides. They had a side of the field. Deion Sanders follow anybody you want around that whole field. He allowed defensive coordinators. So I'm running off all of this stuff, all this. He reminds me of like a Bosworth. I said, what?
This dude's just hate.
So now I'm like, okay, well, what's going on here, man? Let me try to get to the bottom of this. I say all that to say Deion is scaring people because now he has the ability. He doesn't even have to compete with NIL money. Because if I'm a father and Deion Sanders is sitting in my living room telling me, send me your boy, I'm going to send you back a man. If I'm a mom and I'm worried about my baby and the influences they're going to have in this critical part of their life.
Look, let me say this, because it's interesting you brought that up, because we're going to get into some of this in the next segment. But to say that I don't care if they get beat 74-6 on Saturday. I don't care if they don't win another game this season. You can't say Deion Sanders is all style and no substance. You just can't. I mean, everything.
Not unless you don't like him
about,
for whatever reason you don't like him.
Right. Because, yes, he does talk, he is style, all that. But everything he said about being as a football player, he backed up.
Yes.
Ephraim, everything he said about a baseball player. This dude hit over 500 in the World Series.
It's crazy.
I do think, we'll never know. I think with what he showed us in
Hall
the
of fame.
Halftime
Hall of
he
fame.
Played baseball. Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
If he had focused on baseball, he'd have been a Hall of Famer.
Easy. That's a no-brainer right there,
right,
so to speak.
The dude was, for the time he put in, he was great. And he is arguably Ephraim. I mean, you know, people have different, just like we talked about Tom Brady, some saying he's the best football player. People have different definitions, right? But, and they're going to, generally, if you say who's the best athlete ever, you get Ali, you get Michael Jordan, some might say
Jim
LeBron. Jim Brown, right. Most people are going to say excellence in their sport. But if you just look at who is the greatest athlete ever, you can make an argument, right?
Easy, yes.
You make an argument for Deion Sanders. Yeah, so,
and he can hoop. And he can play basketball.
Yeah, I heard in high school he was crazy. So I hear you. I mean, say he's not substance.
Right.
You just can't say that.
It was something else behind that.
Oh, yeah,
we have to unpack in our friendship, right? Like, I need some answers,
bro. There's more.
Because you sounding real rhetoric-y right now.
Yeah,
I need to get some information a little bit later.
No doubt.
To answer your question, the analyst part of me is saying, look, Oregon's the number, two offense in the country. They really put up points. Now, this is the first test for Colorado that they're going against a legitimate pro prospect quarterback.
Right.
And you know, because that's what Colorado has been doing to people. Because Shedeur is a high pro prospect quarterback. This will be their first test as a defense, which has not been good at all.
Right. It's going to be a shootout.
So the same can be said for Oregon and their defense But what I will say is I don't think either way, if Oregon does win, it won't be a blowout. I think it's going to be a highly contested game, offensive skill-wise. Now, not having Hunter, that really hurts on both sides of the ball. You can't take your best player off the field and expect to still go out there and do things you did with him. So, to me, as an analyst, that's what brings me pause. But as Ephraim Salam, I'm rolling with the Buffaloes.
And I think they'll miss Hunter more. He's a great player both ways, but they're going to miss him more on defense.
Yes, that's where they needed him.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Chargers 0-2. A lot of people expected a big year out of them. Vikings 0-2 after winning 13 games last year. And Rob Gronkowski, their all-time great tight end, now doing a lot of media stuff. He was on the Kay Adams Show. Ephraim, here's what he said about this game coming up in Minnesota this weekend.
I'm going with the Vikings versus the Chargers game. And whoever loses this game, there will be some serious change in the organization eventually over the next few weeks. If the Chargers lose, head coach Brandon Staley will be gone. He will be fired. I don't know if he'll be fired this week or the next week, but he'll eventually be fired this year if he starts 0-3, because you're not coming back from an 0-3 start in the NFL. It's just too much competition. And then for the Vikings, if they go 0-3 now, there's going to be some serious change at their quarterback position. They have a good team, but they can't finish. They can't win games. Their head coach is going to be staying there. He's only in his second year, but I feel like Kirk Cousins will be shipped out. Someone's going to want to trade for him. That's a playoff contender. He's a good player. He's putting up the stats. He's playing well. Kirk Cousins will get shipped out, and they'll be building for the future. Hopefully tank for Caleb Williams out of USC next year.
All right, first of all, well done by Gronk, except for Caleb. I'm not even trying to be that funny, but you know, a nice commentary from him. Here's what I see, Ephraim, and then I want your thoughts on these two things. Brandon Staley, I thought he should have been gone after they dropped that 27-0 lead in the playoffs, right? And he's just done crazy things since he's been there, from the fourth down, crazy fourth down, you know, going for it on fourth, to losing all these leads. And if they lose again and start 0-3, I got Austin Eckler. Last year you had Keenan Allen calling him out publicly. So first thing I want to know from you is, when you hear players who we know are veteran leaders in that locker room. So last year you had Keenan Allen with the WTF tweet during a game. And then you had Austin Eckler a week or so ago say we haven't always had the best coaching. All right, so when guys say that publicly, guys been talking in the locker room. So that's number one I want you to address. And number two, I hope that Minnesota will trade Kirk Cousins, and I hope he's traded to the New York Jets, because I think if they get beat by New England, the Jets should be ready to move on. And I'm not – whether you they ever think Zach Taylor going to be anything, they are a win-now team. Go try to get Kirk Cousins, because I think he would be nice in New York with that defense, those skilled players, and I think they'd have a shot to do a little something in the postseason.
All right, but let me address the
players.
You know, the players. If we know, they know. Okay. So if we're ever up here talking about something, about how we feel or how the optics look or some of the things that they said, they know. The locker room knows, and ownership knows the locker room knows. The coaching staff knows the locker room knows. There aren't a lot of secrets, right? If we're hearing about it and talking about it, they've been living it. So, yeah, if you want to lose your locker room, remember Jacksonville?
Yep.
And Urban Meyer?
That's right.
It was gone, brother. When he lost the locker room bringing Tebow in to play tight end. That was it. Everybody was like, say what now? Still been out the league 8 years. He coming back to play tight end?
And wasn't even a tight end.
That to me seems like, and watching that documentary, Swamp Kings, it lets you know he did have ulterior. That's his guy. He was going to do whatever he could to get Tebow back in the league. Now you're putting your own selfish need over the organization. That will never fly. Won't fly for an owner, a player, a coach, or anything. So when you start doing things like that, that's when you lose people. And you're right. I think the Chargers should have fired not just the supporting coach. I think everyone should have been fired. They should have started anew. Because I don't understand what they thought was going to be different. It's like having a Rolls Royce and running it into a
Justin
wall.
Herbert.
Every week, yep. You're just going to just keep dinging it up until it has no more value. And are you going to sit around as an owner and let that happen? Absolutely not. They don't win this game. On Monday, he will be looking for a new job. Not next week.
Think that soon?
On Monday.
It should be.
He'll be looking for it. Kellen Moore will be promoted to interim head coach.
Yeah, and that look, people have thought that Kellen going to end up in that spot like that anyway. Here's the thing. They could have had Sean Payton.
Yep.
They could have had Sean
Payton. And he wanted it too.
Yep.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.